Hi, you're listening to audio from The Dwelling. We hope you enjoy the message, and for more information, please visit us online at www.thedwellingtx.org.
I'm really nervous about this message because this message took a pretty hard right turn the other day. As in, I'm preaching something that... Well, we're going to make this one up as we go, folks. We're going to see what the Lord does. The word that the Lord led me to was Ephesians. Ephesians 3. This was actually a word he led me to early on in the week. And it's taken a different meaning. And that's kind of what I mean. It's kind of taken a different meaning a little bit to me as we've kind of walked through Imelda, or that lady. And it's taken on a little bit of a different meaning, but I want to read this, and then we're going to kind of reference it back and forth a little bit as we go through it, okay? This is what it says. This is Ephesians chapter 3. I was really thinking 2-year anniversary, right? We're going to have a big party today. We're going to have a bunch of bounce houses and stuff out front. Lunch was going to be provided. We've postponed that now so that we could get back out into the community as soon as we can this afternoon. So we've postponed that. But this verse, and I almost switched it. Like Friday, I almost went to a different text, but I was like, no. I think there's something here that we need to hear. Listen to what it says. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power, through his Spirit in your inner being. So that Christ may dwell, there's kind of what stood out to me as I was thinking our 2-year, right? The dwelling. That's where I originally kind of like, I'm going to lean into that. But just, no, listen. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth. And to know the agape, the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, gnosis, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Huh. What does that mean? Holy smokes. I mean, we could be here all day on just that. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let's just say a prayer, and then we're going to dive into this, okay? Dear Father, I just pray that your Spirit would lead us and guide us. Lord, oftentimes there's more preparation with a particular message that would flow kind of into this time. But ultimately, no matter what Sunday it is, no matter what time it is that we preach your word, we want to be led by you. And this morning, I also ask that you would speak very clearly, that you would work mightily in this moment and in this time, in this short time that we have as we just hear from you and your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would work in our hearts, that you'd work in our lives, you'd open us up to what you have for us this morning. Please work in this time now, God. May I share a word more, not a word more, not a word less than what you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2 years ago, like this weekend-ish, no, it was actually a little bit before because we started 2 years ago worshiping on this kind of ish weekend. A couple weeks before that, it was like 3 or 4 weeks before that was our planned release time of weekly worship, and that's when Harvey rolled in. You remember that? Harvey, that's an easy one to say. I like that one name. Harvey rolls in, and we pushed back our weekly launch a bunch of weeks because we were like, we got to lean into this, and we got to make this happen. 2 years later, we're trying to have our celebration anniversary, and we get smacked again. Listen, we are not doing a 4-year anniversary at our church. We're not doing it, okay? We're not celebrating because it just seems like there's always junk that happens and around this kind of celebration kind of time. And so it's so frustrating, but it's all good. God's good. God's got it figured out. But we're not doing a four-year anniversary. That I do know. Man, So yesterday and the day before, as I'm just kind of standing in these houses, we're trying to figure so many different things out, like any kind of emergency thing. It's 100 miles an hour. You want to be everywhere. Did you ever feel that? That's how I felt all the time. I just want to be over there. I want to be over there. I want to be over there. I just wanted to be everywhere. And it was so cool to know that, nope, that's okay. God's got our church where he's got us. And that was really cool. That was really special to just know y'all were just making stuff happen. And praise God for that. But as I'm standing in some of these houses, I'm like, there's so much damage that takes place. There's so much damage that this water brings to these homes and brings to drywall and brings to couches and brings to beds and brings to people's pictures. I saw a lady taking pictures of pictures that are now ruined. You know what I mean? And I'm watching all this take place, and I'm just like, there's such a brokenness here. There's such a in the midst of this. But one moment that really stood out to me was actually yesterday. We were in a home that was being gutted, and so the whole front yard was just full of stuff, right? It's just full of stuff. It's just drywall was starting to come out. Kitchen stuff was starting to come out. Everything was just going out to the curb. But right across the street, was one of the homes that we're going to be in today, okay? And that lady who's in that house, she was for this storm. She was up in Illinois. She was up in Illinois through it. And so I'm standing in this one house, and we're gutting it out, and we're doing all this stuff. But across the street, I can see another house, right, that is also has been flooded, and we're going to be there today. We're going to be up and make some of that happen today. But she wasn't there. She's still up in Illinois. She didn't get back until last night driving down. And as I'm looking at that, I'm like, what stood out to me is the one house looked like it was just devastated. It looked like a bomb went off. And then the other house, there was nothing. No car was in the driveway. There was nothing. And we had been in contact. She knows about it, and she knows what's going on and all this stuff, but she needs to just get some eyes on it before we get too crazy, right? Because you let me go in with a mall or something, and you know, you're going to get a new kitchen. No, but like, as I'm looking at that, my mind kind of went to, man, this is like a picture, a little bit of our lives, isn't it? Like, I'm standing in the one house, and like, it is just being torn up, and there's people all over just ripping stuff out. The owners don't even know what's going on. People are just ripping stuff, and it's just getting torn up, and the front yard just looks like a giant pile of stuff. And the other home looks so nice. It still looks fine. From the outside, it just looks like a house. But the damage in both is the same, isn't it? And in fact, you might even go so far as to say the damage in the one now, as, you know, moisture begins to accumulate and collect, and maybe it's even worse. Now, this isn't where I'm fully going today. This isn't the main thrust, but it was something that just kind of God put on my heart. I was like, I got to share this because sometimes our lives are like this. We, especially as a church that of us, like an interesting group. We're an incredible group. As we look at it, some of us, our front yards of our lives look like a bomb went off. Right? I mean, let's just be honest. There's not much to hide. There's just pain and brokenness and blah, blah, and drugs and addictions and blah, blah. It's just the front yard is just got stuff all over it. And there's just not much you can do to hide it. It's just there. The record is there. The divorce is there. It's just there. It's just out there for everybody to see. The effects of the drugs. Just on and on and on and on and on. The sin, the brokenness is there. And then some of us are like this other house, I feel. Like you drive by and you wouldn't even know anything happened. You wouldn't even know something happened. This is actually what happens actually in a couple weeks from now when the guys come out and take the dump trucks and take all the trash away from the front yard. You can't do the like driving and be like, I wonder who flooded. You won't know. You won't even know because it's the front yard's cleaned up. But the damage is still done. And the reality is this. When we look into our own hearts and our own lives, the damage of brokenness that's there, I don't care if your front yard looks awesome or if your front yard looks crappy, the damage is there. Of your rebellion against God, of your sin, the brokenness, you maybe try to hide it, you maybe try to throw some of the junk back inside, but there is a brokenness, there is a damage that's been done that only a kind of a powerful, and I'm using that term intentionally here, a powerful restoration needs to happen in that. Some kind of restorative work. And as we think about so many of you that have been affected by this already, you're like, restoration has to happen here. Drying stuff out needs to happen. Getting connected with insurance people if we had insurance. Getting connected with contractors. Getting time frame, pushing people. Come on, make this happen. All sorts of stuff's got to happen in the next months and months and months and potentially years for restoration to happen. And as I think about my own heart, I ask the question, how can that be restored? The brokenness inside of me. The brokenness inside of me. I mean, the sins could go on and on, right? This is weekly. I'm preaching, trying to point to all of us. But what is the sin of this past week? Maybe it's the sin of apathy. Like you just wanted to just not engage. Maybe that's a sin that actually reveals a kind of flooding that's happened in your own heart and in your own life. Now flip it though, because I don't think that was my sin this week. I don't feel like I didn't engage the past couple days. But here's a sin that I think crept into some of my thinking. I think some of the sin that crept into my thinking was that, I haven't thought about this enough to really confess. I just got to confess no matter what, because Lord knows. But it's like that my identity kind of gets wrapped up in what I'm doing. Like, I need to be over there or else God can't work. Like, I started to wrap myself into like, you know, the time with my kids has been very not intentional. I have been way more just like them talking to me, and I'm just like, yeah. I haven't just stopped and just, come here, dude. Come here. And there's sins that come so many different angles, so many different ways that reveal the brokenness of our hearts, whether they look good or whether they don't, whether the front yard's got a bunch of stuff on it or whether it doesn't. So what's needed in that? Well, it's a kind of restoration that comes. And as I was thinking about this, what really stood out to me after thinking through this some more was the word in this text called power. Let's bring the text up, okay? And I'm going to just try to walk us through this a little bit here. I want you to notice here in verse 16 that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power. With power. And then jump down to verse 20. Not to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think according to the power that's at work within us, right? And this, what is this power? This power. And then what really jumped out at me is those two Greek words, okay? Is the Greek words for power is dunamis, which you find like the word dynamite in it, okay? Dynamite, dunamis. But actually, look at verse 20, and this is where the word really jumped for me, because Paul's using a little bit of a play on words here. Now to him, see the English there where it says, who is able? Who is able? Now to him who is able, the Greek word is actually dunamai. So dunamis is the noun, okay? The noun is dunamis. The power. Dunamai is the word there. You could actually translate, and it would be better translated, verse 20. Now to him who is powerfully able, has the power, powerfully can do something. Now, to that one who's able to powerfully work far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power that's at work within us. Dunamis and dunamai are used there. Both, you know, dynamite would have the kind of power. When I think power, what do you think about? I mean, I'm like, when I talk, you know, maybe I'm talking guns with somebody. How much power does that thing have? Maybe somebody's got a pickup truck. How much power does that thing have? How much power? How much oomph? How fast can that thing go? How much can that thing haul? How much can we blow up? Like, when I think power, I'm just like, Tim Allen. Power, more power. And I think this text is talking power. This power that you may be strengthened with power. Paul is praying for the church of Ephesus here. He actually, in the text, this text moves. Paul is excited here. You don't have it. If you had your Bibles, you'd be able to see it. Verse 3, chapter 3, verse 1, he says this. Just try to follow me here. This isn't in my notes. I'm just going here. For this reason, I, Paul, prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles. And then verse 2, he says this. Assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. And then he goes on to this little squirrel here. And then verse 14, he comes back. He says, for this reason. He's like, he goes on a rant for like nine verses. He's just like, he kind of goes off, does like a Seth Kinsey squirrel over here. But then he brings it back in verse 14 and he's like, I want to pray for you. I want to think about you. And what is he praying for the church here? He's saying, I get on my knees for this reason. I bow my knees. I get on my knees. How many of you have been driven to your knees the past couple days? I get on my stinking knees. I'm in this incredible posture of not power. It's a posture of weakness. That's a posture of, I don't have anything. I get on my knees that according to the riches, where's this power going to flow out of? It's going to flow out of the one who is rich in it. The one who's got all of it. This guy's loaded with it. The riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit. Where? On the front lawn, just kind of dealing with some of the stuff out front? No, in your inner being. I want to come in inside and bring restoration to the kitchen, the bathroom, the living room, the back room. I want to bring restoration to your entire life. The Spirit of God wants to do that kind of work, folks. He's not trying to clean up your life and make it look good and keep the front yard looking pretty good and so nobody knows that there's actually serious damage inside. No. The Holy Spirit wants to knock down the front door, right? Knock down the front door and come in and do a kind of restoration that will just transform our lives. Now, let's look at this some more. See, he's strengthened with power. He wants to blow you, blow it up. Through his spirit and inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. Faith is such a key word here. Through faith. That you being rooted and grounded in love. Those two words in the Greek there, and actually even in the English here, rooted and grounded, they're passive. They're going to be rooted and grounded in love. And I would actually articulate the love there as the love of Christ may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and height. Look at this. Look at this kind of love that he's talking about here. It's four-dimensional. This is a kind of love that I want you to know, gnosis, that you can't know, that surpasses knowledge, verse 19. You're gonna continue to grow in this baby, and you're going to be starting to blown away by it as you reflect back on how much God has done for you, how much he's done for other people, what he's doing in your life even now, and you're going to be so blown away by it. And as you grow in that, kind of like my dad always says, the more you learn, the less you know. You start to learn you don't know too much. It's kind of like that. As the love of Christ in you grows, and you're just like, holy smokes, look what God has done for me. So does the like, man, I'm not even close. I'm not even close to get, like, are you kidding me? You love me that much? Are you kidding me? You love me that much? You care about me that much? Doesn't feel like you care about me. My house is flooded. But you're with me in that? Are you kidding me, God? You actually care about coming into my actual physical house and working and doing it your thing? Are you kidding me? You actually care about entering into my spiritual, okay? What I'm trying to make some connections there too to our spiritual house, our lives. You care about wanting to come in and bring restoration to the damage that's in me because of sin and brokenness? Are you kidding me? You love me that much? You want that for me? Paul's praying that for his people. He's praying it. Please, Lord, work, baby, work. Power. Power. Dynamite. To know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly. Now him who is powerfully able to work far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. According to the dunamis that's at work within us, the power that's at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever and ever. Where is this power? What is that power? What are we talking about? Power. Well, he gives you a picture of this in Ephesians chapter 1. Listen to this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. So this is in the same book. Oh, I love this so much. It's one of my favorite verses in Scripture. It's a super long one. But just listen. I'm even jumping in like halfway through here. Having the eyes of your heart enlightened that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his what? Power towards us who believe, faith connection, watch this, according to the work of his great might, and then, okay, where does that happen? What are you going to focus in on? That he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The same power. There's a song out there like that, isn't there? The same power of the very resurrection of Jesus is being worked towards you into your inner being. Into your very inner being. How? By faith, we trust and we receive that passively. We just receive that, baby. We just receive that. Come on. Come on. Keep it coming, Lord. Keep coming. Keep dwelling. Keep living. Keep permanently residing inside of my heart. Keep working. And man, it seems like the bathroom, the back bathroom, is kind of dirty, Lord. Could you work on that? And the Spirit of God starts working on that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about real bathrooms. Do you guys follow me on that stuff? I get nervous sometimes that you're like, oh man, he's coming after my bathroom. You know what I mean? But actually, I am a little sensitive to that because I know some of you literally lost your bathroom. And so I don't want you to think that, like, no, I'm talking to all of us here. Our hearts. And the Spirit of God starts to clean up and work out of us even those kinds of things. This isn't always easy. Look at 1 Peter. This text I had to share. 1 Peter, this just made it to my notes this morning, so it might not fit. But listen, 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm just amazed by this. To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power, gosh, are being guarded through faith. You're being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice. Praying for some people yesterday was hard. I don't even know how to fully pray. But when I prayed at one point, I believe it was the Spirit of God working, I prayed for joy for this family that's not joy. Like, it doesn't seem like they're not happy. They're not happy. But to pray for joy, in this I rejoice. In the power of God at work, through faith that he's given to me, watch this. Though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. That's maybe the only mistake in the Bible that I know about. It probably should say like Imalda there too. By water too. I'm kidding. Come on, people. I had a couple of you nervous there. But not just through the fire. It could also come through the storm. It could, through the waters, through the trials. Through the spouse saying, I'm out of here. Through the kid who rebels against you. Through the addiction that comes after you and just keeps seeping up in your heart. Through the various trials that come to you. May be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I don't know exactly how that all connects. I do know this. If you've been affected by Imalda, one thing I don't want you to leave here with is that you have less faith. That gets taught sometimes around here. It doesn't come off super strong right about now on today. But sometimes it starts to come off like, maybe I don't have faith. Maybe why the person next to me didn't get hit. Maybe they have more faith than I do. Whoa, 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 whoa. Various trials that you may have to undergo, that we all may have to undergo. If anything, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm kind of like, could I go through it? Why wouldn't, like, does the Lord... Something actually about those of you who are going through this, and I look at your faith and I'm like blown away by it. Thankful for the kind of strength that God is working in you in this. Not because maybe you even needed necessarily more or something to catch up to everybody else. Maybe it's because your faith is strong and wow. I don't know exactly each situation. Power that's at work. Verse 20 and 21 was what stood out to me because it was the first thing, it was the first Bible reading I ever shared at one of our mother churches, because I really believed that. I really believed that God was going to do a work. When we didn't know how this church plant stuff was going to play out, I really believed he was going to do a work that was greater than we could have even imagined. And I had some pretty big thoughts. And when I can look at that verse right now and I can see that, and I'm like, holy smokes, that happened. That is happening. How many of us even knew each other 3 years ago? Isn't that special? Get to bring Josh and Marcy's kids up here and baptize them? Are you kidding me? I wouldn't trade anything for that. Are you kidding me? Yes. That's what, to see lives being changed, to be part of your lives, to be your lives in part of other people's lives. What's working that? Power. Power. The very power of the Spirit of God. Him, what he's doing. He's doing that. He's going to continue to build his church. This isn't my church. This isn't your church. It's his church. We're not the only ones. There's churches out. We are part of the church. He is building it. He will continue to work powerfully towards us who believe. He will continue to join us to his death and his resurrection. Remember in 1 Corinthians, what does he say? Paul says, he says, the cross is foolishness. It's foolishness to those outside the church. Those who are inside, it's the very what? Power of God. I had it in my notes and I deleted it this morning because I didn't know if I could make it. But that's got to be in there. What? The cross of Jesus, his blood shed for you and for me, his resurrection, powerfully being worked towards us, folks. Even now today, that's for you, that's for me. I hope you're hearing that clearly. I'm a little nervous, I'm a little bit vague today. I'm just so thankful for all that God is doing. I'm so thankful to be part of this with you guys. We're just going to keep walking with those who've been affected this afternoon. Please be out one of these houses or be in neighborhoods or be whatever it might be. Be baking goods for people. But ultimately, find your identity in him. You are his child. You are his child. He's powerfully at work in your life through his death, through his resurrection. Let me pray for you. Lord, I lift this whole thing up to you, this whole message, these words. I pray that you would simply take it and powerfully work right now in our hearts and in our lives. Work, oh God. Work this word where we need to hear it. Maybe there's somebody here that needed to hear kind of the first part of that message where it was just like the front yard looks clean, but inside there's brokenness and pain. And there's confession of that needs to happen, that you might come into the front door and clean house. Please come in, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Strengthen us. Lord, there's others in this room where the front yard is blown wide open and it's just full and it's just covered with stuff. The damage has been done and you're already beginning to clean house. And that's not always fun, Lord. It's not always like, yippee. No, it can actually be really hard and really difficult. I pray for strength for those who are going through that right now today. Lord, for those who don't feel like there's power at work in them, for those who feel like, actually, it's just pretty normal. Like, doesn't feel like anything crazy is happening. May we turn to you, who does work, Lord, whose love for us is beyond what we can even fully grasp. Increase our knowledge of that kind of love. Increase our understanding of your agape love. May that enter. May somebody who's struggling with that, how much does God really love me? May that come in a powerful way to somebody this morning, Lord. Lord, we love you. We trust in you. We're going to keep following you. And I thank you, God, that just like 2-3 years ago or whatever it was, when I said those words, I said, man, God's going to do something greater than we can even imagine. I praise your name. I praise you for doing that. I praise you, Lord. That is all you. And as I look forward, I just continue to trust that you're going to keep doing that. That greater things will continue to happen than even we can imagine. And you know, God, I can imagine some pretty big stuff. And you're going to do greater than that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let me leave you with a blessing. May our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may he bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up, may he lift you up this next week in all that you do. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Amen. Have a great week, y'all. You're awesome.